Christians believe that that was a disgrace to our people. And I have always tried to do what I can to raise our people up, but I will not stand for this kind of thing.
You're hearing the voice of Mavis Leonard. She is a former teacher, and she is commenting on the tragic events in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Ms. Leonard, let me just get the story here. A group of people. Mike, where is the story? And Ms. Leonard, you can clue us in a little bit.
Well, the story is one that I'm afraid has been heard too often in our community, and that is black people involved in violence. And I'm appalled that so many Americans are out, that so many Americans have not really found out about this.
Well, on Monday evening, there was a shooting as hundreds were attending a century-old Easter gathering to celebrate black families, correct?
That is correct. It's called African American Family Day, and it is held in Washington, D.C. It was held at the National Zoo, and people were out at the National Zoo enjoying themselves. Apparently, some gunshots were fired. There was some kind of violence, and some people were killed. And I'm so disgusted and I'm so tired that this kind of thing has gone on in our country. And now two groups of unruly Negroes ruin it for everybody. They show up and they get some kind of a fight. And I find it was over a girl, and I find the whole thing to be absolutely distressing.
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has offered a reward to catch the shooter. A boy is dead, or at least considered brain dead. A seventh person, a teenager, showed up at a hospital overnight for treatment of a gunshot wound. This doesn't say exactly what happened, but apparently there was some kind of a melee at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. on this African-American Family Day that takes place the day after Easter and has for about 100 years. Is that correct, Ms. Leonard?
That is correct. This is a day that African-American families get together and celebrate being together and celebrate times that we spend together. And now these Negroes ruin it by running around on a day that is traditional for all people and causing this kind of violence. The thing that bothers me more than anything was that these young Negroes, they dared to get into a scuffle, and it was near the Ape House, which plays right into the hands of our enemies. The black man and black woman have themselves to blame for this.
Now, why are you saying that this? You're saying that the African American people have a propaganda problem or a public image problem today?
Well, we have a public image problem. Number one, because he was a violent act at the National Zoo in Washington D.C. That's number one. But number two, that these are African American people that got into a violent act near the primate house. This is a part of the zoo where primates, the gorillas, and chimpanzees, and all kinds of monkeys live. And to see these Negroes and these young Negroes fighting and getting into a violent act near the chimpanzee house or the primate house plays into the hands of propagandists. And this is what we have got to deal with today.
No, let me be clear, because what you're saying is it's very difficult to hear. You're saying that there are people out there that will say, look at those monkeys fighting.
That is absolutely correct. But I do not blame the white man for this. I blame all these Negroes who call themselves these newfangled African American or black people, all this. And they're the ones that had to get into a fight near the monkey house so that all the white people are going to look at black people like they're all monkeys. And they're all just Negroes to me. Let me tell you something. I don't see no blackness. I don't see no African-American. All they are just a lot of newfangled Negroes who got into a fist fight down at the monkey cage. And I am so, so sad that this happened in my lifetime.
Well, but you know what? I'm a white man, and I don't see any relevance or relationship to it. I certainly don't think that this means that there's some kind of a return to animal behavior on the part of black people. And I'd like to know specifically, who do you think? You know, who do you think?
Mr. Henry, I know there are all kinds of white people who are looking to keep us back. And the black people should understand out there, all African, American, or Negro, or whatever you call yourself, you colored, you a Negro. You a black man, you a black woman, you a black woman, whatever you want to be, you have to understand, we have got to watch our behavior at all times. And we get into a melee at the National Zoo. That's the National Zoo of America. And that's where all the country comes to see all the monkeys and all the animals. We get into a fight out there. That is something that is unconscionable. And that would be almost like a white man, for instance, if you want to talk about white people and what it is that white people might do to disgrace themselves. It'd be like if you was around a calf or a cow or a sheep or something like that. And I make a white man think back on a time when he had his very first sexual experience, which is generally with a sheep or with his sister, you know. And all this.
Now, okay, hold on for just a second here. There is a theory Carl Jung put forth called commonality of memory, racial memory or ancestral memory. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about when you put African Americans near a monkey cage, they begin to have that commonality. They remember back to the time they were in Africa, and they start to act like baboons. And
okay, see, that's the part that I don't...
No, but you see, you don't have to understand, Mr. Henry, this is what the way black people come from Africa.
But you're the one who's playing into that kind of racist stereotype by saying they're acting like baboons.
No, but they're acting like the Africans in Africa did. You know, they're around monkeys and apes and everything, and they start getting wild, and they want to chuck a spear. But I'm saying a white man does the same thing. When you put him near a cow or a goat or something like that.
Okay, so you put a white man near a cow or a goat, and he's remembering back to his first sexual encounter?
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. That is called shared racial memory. And I will say, I'm not blaming a white man for anything. I'm just saying it's got nothing to do with race. In the case of African Americans standing at or near a primate house or at a monkey cage, that common experience of Africa is triggered. Okay? So all of a sudden, we remember living near the monkeys. We remember going from house to house, to tree house, or running through a swamp. All right. A similar trigger for any white man is if you were standing next to a sheep or a lamb and remember his first sexual experience, because the National Archives tell us that the first sexual experience of most white males in frontier time was either with a sheep or with his sister or with his cousin, or sometimes both. So there you go. You see?
All right. So in other words, that we must be mindful of where we are at all times and behave in a civilized way. Otherwise, people are going to use that as propaganda against us.
That's absolutely correct. That's all I'm saying.
So black folks, or Negroes as you call them, should be careful about getting into fights near monkey cages because people will see that and say, there they go, acting like baboons.
That is correct. And that's the kind of thing that my people, black people or Negro people, have had to put up with for 500 years. And I'll tell you something.
Well, ma'am.
Let me finish, because this is very important.
Go ahead.
For 500 years, my people had to put up there. And all that time, I had never, ever had reason to be ashamed of my people. I had loved all black people. I had loved all the Negroes that I had ever been around. And I stood with Martin Luther King and Dr. Ralph Abernathy in St. Augustine, Florida in 1965. And I had never been ashamed of nothing until all these Negroes come to the National Zoo and hang out by the monkey cage and start acting like damn, like they're running around like a bunch of baboons.
Well, I think that that's very harsh.
Well, I don't think it's harsh. What I'm saying to you is we have got to watch what we're doing. There are people out there
that are going to propagandize against black people.
That's correct.
All right, on the line with us is Mavis Leonard. She's a retired school teacher. The events in the at the National Zoo in Washington where a group of people were involved in gunplay, there was at least a couple of people shot, maybe more. Ms. Leonard is saying that black people getting into a fight near a ape house or monkey cage only plays into the propagandists who are out there to maybe roll back race relations a few hundred years. Now, although she did make that observation about white people, and I didn't know, she claims that the National Archives say for most young white males during frontier times, their first sexual experience was either with a sheep or their sister. And she says that white people can be triggered in much the same way standing near a barnyard. Now, a lot of this is very interesting. I don't know anything about it. We'll open up our phone lines, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
My life, and I will never ever abide them because I believe in my people.
But it doesn't sound to me like you're supporting black people with your comments.
I am saying that something happens to a young Negro when he is near an ape house or a monkey cage.
That he becomes violent.
That is right, but I am not saying he is a monkey. I'm saying he remembers Africa. And that is only our fault. You cannot blame the white man for that, but you do not want to give him a propaganda or, a leg up or whatever.
All right. We're at the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I have Mavis Leonard, retired teacher, who believes that the melee at the National Zoo over the weekend, or actually yesterday, the shooting that took place, is the result of black people being reminded of their African roots by standing too close to a monkey cage. Now, lest we think that this is a racist tract, she's also mentioning...
I am not racist, sir. I have never been...
No, let me just finish. You're also mentioning, you said the National Archives say that the first sexual experience of most white males in frontier times was of the sheep or their sister, so that if a white man stands too close to a farmhouse...
He has reminded of his roots having sex with a cow, yeah.
Okay, and that would cause him to want to have sex with a cow, right?
I don't know. I can't.
Well, that's what you're saying by them standing too close to an ape cage. They get violent because they remember Africa. So some guy standing next to a cow, he remembers the frontier times and wants to go after a goat. Isn't that right, Craig? 1-800-4... I'm kidding around there, okay?
Sir, I'm not trying to make a joke.
No, I understand that, ma'am. But just hold on for a minute. Victorville and Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
She's absolutely ludicrous. You know, the National Archives...
I've spent my whole life as an educator, sir, and I have tried...
I am an educated man, too, ma'am.
Yes,
and
yes,
for
sir.
For you to say the white man has his first sexual experience with a cow...
I'm
hello,
saying
the
National Archives in frontier time, back
well,
in the time of frontier
no
time.
And I'm not going to buy the deal either where these gang members were shooting at the zoo, saw an ape and reminded them of Africa. They're not even from there to begin with.
They're Americans. What about their orientation as Americans?
If you are an educated man, sir, then you know who Carl Jung is, and you know his theory of shared racial memory. I am talking about a trigger, what is called a memory trigger that occurs
no,
in people.
The kids at that zoo don't have a memory trigger.
Oh, well, they are human beings, so they
and
share
a
characteristic.
And I don't have a memory trigger of a sheep or a cow either.
Well, sir, I'm not saying that you do. I am saying in some instances that trigger can happen, that can be a recall can take place of an environment.
Where did you teach? Did you taught school? That's correct.
I taught school. I taught elementary school. Yes, sir,
oh,
I did.
Poor kid.
I took my. Well, what do you base your belief on?
Just what's coming out of your mouth.
Well, no, what do you base your belief that I'm wrong on?
You have your radio turned up, sir. That's problem number one. Turn it down, will you?
It's down.
Okay. I guess basically, why do you disagree with her?
Well, because I'm a white man, and I'm not at all.
Well, I'm a white man. I'm a white man too, but I've never wanted to have sex with a cow either.
Me neither, nor she.
But she was saying frontier times,
no.
Not now.
If that were the case during the frontier times, we probably wouldn't have too many quote 100% Americans out here walking around without a limb or without certainly there would be a pregnancy involved if it was with a sister. And you know.
Well, first of all, you operate under a misunderstanding that incest or sex with a relative causes some kind of birth defect.
It does.
Most
that's,
of the time, it does not.
Fact.
No, sir. Most of the time, it does not. You are operating under a misconstrusion. All right. What we call a misconstrusion. Right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, number two.
I don't think there's a word misconstrusion.
No, there is no word for misconstrusion.
Well,
you
are operating under a false pretense. All right.
False pretense?
That's right.
I'm not operating under nothing, ma'am.
Yes, well, you are not operating under no intelligence either because you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're talking.
Yeah, that's okay? Right, because right. what's coming out of your mouth is not real intelligence.
Most white men use the doggy style sexual position because of the sheep style.
Oh, is right? Oh, now where do you base that information?
That is in the National Archives
in Washington, D.C.
That was a study done by Harry Anslinger, and also the Kinsey Report also got into some of that in the 1950s. Now,
okay.
You can look at that if you want to.
The black man don't use doggy style, I suppose.
I am saying a white man used doggy style more than a black. I don't know, but
uh-huh.
I will tell you this.
Well, you know everything else.
Well, so what do you know? You are debunking what I'm saying, but you're not bringing up any facts of your own.
I'm not bringing up any facts of my own?
No, sir, you are not.
Well, because the National Archives is ludicrous. I'm sorry. You're not going to sit here on this radio and tell me that the National Archives says that back in the frontier days, when Smith and all these people came across the country, as an example, Smith settled in Utah.
Yes, Joseph Smith, yes.
Yeah.
The Mormons, yes.
Yeah, well, he said, you know, Brigham Young. Where do you think Brigham Young came from? They wanted women. They didn't go for sheep or cows or sisters.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Well, then you're not very educated, are you? Because
no,
that's part of history.
Well, you're not very educated either.
Well, I certainly am. I have a five-year degree.
From what school?
From the University of Los Angeles.
The University of Los Angeles.
UCLA, University of Los Angeles.
That's called the University of California, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you ignorant.
Correct, but you've got
you
me
are
so
upset
ignorant. That I can't even talk.
You are so ignorant.
I'm ignorant? Uh-huh.
You know what happened to white man? The white man got tired of unpassionate sheep.
Of what?
Unpassionate sheep. Sheep
uh-huh.
that had no passion.
So he went to a cow?
Sir, I'm trying to explain to you that frontier time, what happened to white man. I'm not saying the white man today does that.
No.
I'm saying a white man back then did that.
Okay, maybe.
Well,
okay.
What do you mean he got tired
of
unpassionate
sheep? You just contradicted yourself. Now, I don't believe that the black man's going to go to the zoo and see a monkey and start shooting people either. That was back then.
I'm saying it is reminding him of that.
Oh,
it reminds
no.
him
He's
of
not
his
having
African
flashback
root.
Because the genes don't go back like that. Trust me.
Is he having an African flashback?
I'm not.
Yes, no. But that's what they did.
I'm white. I'm not black.
No, you have a sheep. Flashback.
I'm having a sheep flashback. Funny you should say that because I'm half Arab and I've never screwed a sheep in my life.
Okay.
Well, you know, you want to laugh, Mr. Henry. We have children who are dying out there as a result of violence, okay?
From screwing right. sheep?
Are you an Arab?
I'm half Arab. Yes, ma'am, I am. My mother, my relatives came
well,
from
maybe
Lebanon.
Well, maybe you had a camel flashback.
No, I don't have a camel flashback.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to... West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm really appalled by all this, but I'm just going to make a few comments here.
Your comment had to do with societal breakdown as opposed to racial, correct?
That's it. I mean, that's the whole root of the problem, and ignorance breeds more ignorance. It's not having to do with anything.
What will people do when they see young black men acting violent in a zoo? The racist will take that information and say, "There you go.
You can't let black people." You have to drop the race card here.
Right.
Okay?
We're
not on trial, and OJ and Lancito are not here.
What
we're
going to
talk about here is we're going to talk about basic society breakdown, the family breakdown in society today. General white, black, whether it be Arabic, whether it be yellow, it doesn't matter. This
what?
Is not an issue of a color of skin.
I was
this is not an,
talking
this is
about
an issue of drugs,
that man
violence,
having a camel
all of
flash.
Society.
That
you're
man,
an educator.
Right,
you taught elementary education.
That is correct.
You're supposed
yes,
to
sir.
Bring these young gentlemen and young
yes.
ladies up
That's
in
correct.
Society and teach them moral values.
I
you're not supposed
to
say
that
fill
that
their
man
heads full
said,
of crap.
That man said he had a camel flashback.
He had a camel flashback. Well, I'm sorry, but
yes.
I don't buy any of that. I believe that people, children, are raised in a society today and go out into life, and they experience
yes.
life. Ma'am, if you just let me,
yes,
this is
yes,
a nice
sir.
Little comment here.
Yes, sir.
I believe that we go out in society today, and we practice what our parents and what our leaders of society today teach us.
And what do you do
lead by example.
What do you do with
and
a young
And
white
what's
man.
Happening in rural America, what's happening in the inner cities, is a reflection of the violence and the decay.
That's very true.
What's going on.
Well, what do you do with a young white man who has a camel flashback, goat flashback,
ma'am,
you whatever you want to call
it? No, I don't want to hear
serious.
White man, black
well,
man.
Phil
like
Henry Show,
1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mavis Leonard is a teacher. She is talking to us about the shooting at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., and she believes that it was because of a common memory trigger shared by African Americans that they were too close to the monkey cage, and it reminded them of being back in Africa, and they acted violently. You're saying that sounds racist. Do you understand that?
Henry, I am not here to try and make friends so much as I'm here to try to disseminate information. And if people think I'm racist, I will tell them that I walked with Martin Luther King, that I had walked with Dr. Ralph Abernathy, that I have raised 7 children, that I have 9 grandchildren, that I have worked in multiracial school all of my life. And I am saying that this is an extrapolation from Carl Jung, who was the original psychoanalyst, who said that we do have common racial memory.
And okay, so that a group of African Americans...
And you use the term African American. I would prefer you use the term a Negro, new Negro. And
okay, the new Negro gathers at the National Zoo in Washington, gets too close... What do you mean they got too close to the ape cage?
I read that they have been near the ape cage at the National Zoo, the primate house. They got too close, and a lot of it rubbed off, or some kind of ape, the Africa thing kind of took over, is all I'm saying.
The Africa thing took over?
Right.
And then they got violent as if they were having a tribal war or something?
That is correct, in my opinion. I know it is a radical, radical theory, but the smell of the cage made them think of Africa, and that's what I think happens to white people.
All right, then you go to the white people, that the getting too close to a cow or a sheep reminds the average white man of the white man's first sexual experience with a cow or his sister. How does that work again?
The National Archives tell us that the average white man in frontier times, his first sexual encounter was with either a sheep or a goat, or with his sister, one of those three.
So if I'm a white guy standing next too close to a corral or something, I'm going to think about screwing a goat?
I'm saying that that is part of that shared memory. That's correct.
1-800-449-8686, Valencia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Got a question here. What would you think a white man that was adopted by a black family at age 2, what do you think he would know?
Say that again, sir. Your car phone was breaking up.
I'm sorry. I was adopted at the age of 2 years old. I'm an Anglo-Saxon male, 29 years old now. I was adopted by a black family. I think I got an insight of everything here.
I don't believe you were adopted by a black family, first of all.
Why not?
Well,
hold on. Sir, will you turn your radio down?
My radio is down.
Okay. Why don't you think he was adopted by a black family?
Because you do not have any speech mannerism or speech affectation of having been raised by black people.
Not all black people talk with Ebonic language.
No, I'm not talking about Ebonics. I'm not talking about Ebonics. I am talking about the way you frame your words, the way you frame your phrases.
Anywhere I need to, but when I work in public, I talk normal. I talk normal English. I don't use any of those phrases.
And when you are I'm talking about the way the words are formed. Can you speak as an African American? Go ahead and talk like one.
What you talking about now, dog? What's up?
See that's so, man. You sound so white. You do. You sound so white. You were never raised by a black family.
That's the problem with America right now.
The problem with America right now is you are full of crap. That's the problem with America right now. You on a national radio show lying
exactly.
All your white lies.
Wait,
tell all your white bull crap.
Excuse me, what?
If you get close to a sheep or to a goat, you better watch yourself.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I happen to have a master's in history at UCSD. And I have to tell you
that's the University of California at San Diego.
Pardon me?
That is the University of California at San Diego.
Right. That's not the point. The point is that what you're saying is hogwash. And the reason why
you're a white woman, right? You're a white woman, right?
Yes,
yeah,
but
okay.
I also...
There you go.
Let me finish.
There you go.
What I
Let
do
her finish,
is
all right.
I spend every day of my life, 7 days a week, writing a paper for the public that has to do with pioneer history. And I know a lot about pioneer history, and I've never in my life heard such hogwash.
No, pioneer history is different from, I'm talking about the frontier of the 1880s and 1890s.
That's right. I go from 18. I go from 1795 to 1895.
Are you talking about wagon train?
Everything.
All the wagon trains.
Of course, all the wagon trains are already concluded, and also the frontier men and everything else. Never heard of such a thing.
And you never heard about a white man wanting to do his sister?
Absolutely never. And I look at the history books and stories and papers all day long.
Well,
never heard of such a thing.
Well, I would
tell you,
the National Archives, it is in there. It's Dr. Anslinger wrote it.
I am sorry.
When your husband drives past the petting zoo, what does he think about?
Well, my husband does not think about anything other than that it's a cute animal.
And what is a pussy?
That's a cute animal, isn't it?
Okay, this is a little bit.
No, I am trying to speak to this young lady as an educator because I am an educator too, and I am trying to say, and I'm speaking to you like a woman now, all right?
Well, educated women don't speak like
I'm talking trash to you right now, but you know what? I graduated from the University of Florida in 1950. I have my degree in education. I have worked in school all across the Southwest.
Were you just general education?
General education. I also worked. I got 3 years toward my master's degree. I did not get my master's degree, but I worked toward my master's degree in American history.
Well, I got a master's, honey. What?
All right.
What grade?
That don't make you better than me, all right?
What was your GPA? What was your specialty?
I had a GPA.
What class did you teach?
Darn, those days, I had a GPA of 4.0. And what classes, what else do you want to ask me now?
Well,
I'm telling you that as a young woman, I taught in elementary school. I had to teach everything. All right? So I am saying that when a white man stands next to a sheep, he's thinking about his sister upside down.
You are a small, narrow-minded human racist.
I am a woman who looks
all
into
all the problems of our society.
You know, if you tell me that a black people gets around an ape cage, you're going to tell me you know more about it than I do?
I think that it is absolutely silliness that you are talking.
No, I am saying when a black man gets by an ape cage, he stares into the eyes of his past.
And you have nothing better to do except stand there and analyze a black man standing in front of a monkey house.
And
that's
he looks
what you do
into
for
the
your
eyes,
pastime?
And he looks into the eyes of the monkey and he sees his past.
Oh, and that's what you do for a pastime.
And when a white man stands next to a cow and looks into those big brown eyes,
he wants to have his sister.
Well, she's at that
He's
place.
Thinking of his sister.
She hangs out at the zoo, and she
I
hangs out at
my
the
students
farm.
To I will tell you something right now, and you can make your jokes if you want to. I taught my students to avoid monkey cages and petting zoos, to avoid the embarrassment of letting a white man laugh at them while they're acting all like monkeys and everything.
Then I think that your credentials should be criticized and scrutinized.
There's an awful lot of this phony baloney science, and there's a lot of educators out there that I think are pushing the border a little bit, and you may be one of them, Ms. Leonard, to say that the average African-American man looks at an ape at the zoo and starts thinking about the good old days in Africa?
I didn't say that he started thinking about the good old days in Africa. I'm saying he might want to do a little vine swinging. I'm saying he may do some spear chucking. I'm saying he may not. But I am saying that that is a shared memory. The same way a frontier man gets out of a covered wagon, looks at the panorama of the plains in front of him, lifts up his pants, takes a look at a cow, and says, I'm going to get me some.
I cannot believe.
Well, you don't have to believe.
This kind
because
of hogwash goes on radio.
Are you teaching this in our schools?
Giving license to people
I am teaching this in my school, yeah. Now, what do you do with your day?
I am a publisher of a newspaper
that specializes in history,
history, matter of fact.
You know something? You want somebody to write some stuff for you, I can put some stuff in your paper.
Heavens, I wouldn't think of it. You got a mouth like a garbage can.
Are you selling any of these newspapers?
Pardon me?
Are you selling any of these newspapers?
Yes, I have an award-winning publication.
I'll bet you. Oh, it wins an award, but it don't sell none. That's what you got to do. Start selling them, honey.
10 years, I've been doing it for 10 years, honey, and trust me, I'm doing just fine.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Gainesville, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I was wondering what this woman thought of people who are raised on a farm. Because I was raised on a farm.
I don't know.
And
well,
those things never crossed my mind. You are full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about,
well, you
okay? And I have two things to ask you.
You are talking to a woman that's older than you, so you watch your mouth, number one.
You know,
I have
don't
seen
tell
a lot
me.
More of this world
I don't respect
than a
you.
Little white girl in Gainesville, Florida knows about this world. I've seen a whole lot of this world, honey. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not talking about you, but I talk about your brother or your uncle. When
uh-huh.
he takes, have you got sheep on your farm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better watch yourself. Around
yeah.
your brother.
Okay, well, let me tell you something.
Have you got
first
a brother?
First of all, you said that you were a teacher at school. That's what's wrong with our schools.
Have you got a brother?
It's people like you,
you
going into our schools and teaching the kids that. That's what's wrong with our schools. That's why we have all the
see,
problems.
Number one, you're a woman. You have never thought about sheep. You think about horses.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the,
you know.
That's, yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah,
see?
I go and ride my horse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait,
just
you
like
a,
you ride your monkeys, right? I bet you have a whole stack of them at
now,
home.
Now you're racist. Now you're racist.
Hey, no,
you
I'm not racist.
Racist.
I am not racist.
You are racist.
No, I'm, you're, look at how you're
you
talking. Look at,
have
no,
you got a
excuse
brother?
Me.
Have you got
you
a
know
brother?
What your problem
you
is? You can't even let me
just
talk
like
because
a
you're
white
scared
woman.
I'm right.
Yeah, be quiet, okay? Let her talk.
She got a brother? Have you got a brother?
No.
Then you better cross your legs because if he around them sheep.
Okay, what was the point you wanted to make, ma'am?
Me?
Yes.
I just wanted to see what she had to say about people who write. I mean, she can't back any of this up.
I'm backing up. The National Archives has 25 cases of young men who looked
you
at
probably
a cow and have been, and married a cow. They got 25 cases of an actual marriage of a man with a cow and a
really?
Sheep.
Really?
They married it.
That just shows how smart you are. You're going to get on the radio and talk about that.
There is one case of a man in California in 1966 who married a Coke bottle.
And married a cow?
Married a Coke bottle.
Oh, a Coke bottle?
See, she thinks she knows everything, but she's laughing at this. You do your homework. You'll find out about it.
What do you mean he married a Coke bottle?
Okay, I've had enough. Goodbye.
You know how many people are hanging up on me today? It's astounding.
I didn't hang up.
No, I know you didn't, but that lady did. The guy last hour hung up on me.
She couldn't handle it. That's the thing. It's because she knows she's right, because she knows all the stuff that she's talking about is not, she can't
are
back
you,
it up.
You live on a farm, ma'am?
I don't anymore,
but
I grew up with horses.
You grew up on a horse farm in North Florida, is it?
No, it was actually in South Florida near Tampa.
And you don't have a brother?
No.
Okay, well, maybe if you had a brother, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to say. But anyway, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
All right, bye-bye. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Guy married a Coke bottle. Phil Hendry Show, and like I said, I was just talking off the air with Matt Drudge, and Matt said to me, I didn't bring it up, but he said, Tom Looney is a real piece of garbage, and he said, I'm kidding, I'm joking, he didn't say that. He said, this guy is stealing his stuff, though. You know, you're a guy, you got it all going on there, Matt. You're the man with the information, so everybody wants to steal from you, right? Because everybody is just trying to take the stuff that you got, and they're trying to steal everything that you...
They're going
to
be stealing from you, man. I'm telling you.
They're stealing from me.
You're going to own this medium. I'm sitting here today. I'm wasting my valuable time to check your act out.
You're wasting your valuable time
because
coming here and watching
I'm telling
this
you,
thing.
This is it. As the suckers sit there jammed up in the freeways, and as everybody in this Los Angeles scene and Miami scene, up and down the coast, soon to be in every city in this country, I believe, the lunacy of the life we're creating, and you're, I think you're making it reasonable.
We're doing on the radio what you've done on the internet, and you're now doing on the air, too. If you don't mind, don't mention the station, because you're the only one getting numbers over there, so we don't want it to get
in the
end.
120 stations.
You're on a lot of radio stations.
I'm all over
the place. His mic on?
But Phil, what you're doing is offering relief to this life we've created in this 21st century, this complicated, confusing, twisted brother against brother, sister against sister, and you're offering that relief, and this is why I'm bowing at your altar.
Well, you're a nice guy to say that, but now you're going to the correspondents' dinner in
Washington,
D.C.
Going down to City, Washington, D.C. to sit with all of them, It's getting so nutty, I'm hearing the Gonzalez cousin may be in the room.
Is that right? And you're the man in Washington. Not what's that guy that does the thing on ABC? What's his name? Ted Koppel? None of those
They're
cats.
All wannabes.
You're the man.
They're all wannabes. I broke the cigar in the dress. They all followed my lead.
You broke the cigar
Ted
in the
Koppel
dress.
Ted Koppel was sitting there smelling those dresses and smoking those cigars.
I don't smell anything in this dress. I don't see anything upper dress. What have you got, Matt? Go ahead. Matt Drudge, what do you see? What have you had your hand in?
But the internet and this new radio format you've created, man. Phil, I tell you. I cannot tell you in so many words. I'm going to write about it on the internet. What
You're
I think.
Very nice guy.
I think the mantle is being passed not to a left-right.
That's bullcrap. That kind of radio
that
is dead,
over.
Man.
It's been much
dead
more
for a long
towards,
time.
As you would say, entertainment, I would say. Relief
well,
from
you,
this twisted-up world we're living in.
You have pioneered what's been called anarchy in the informational area, and we have created anarchy on the radio waves in terms of how people perceive it and stuff. So you're the guy. You suss out all the trends. You say we're the next thing, huh?
I'm feeling it.
Okay,
I'm
man.
Feeling it. Now, right. again, you sit there as a week.
Now, I don't talk like this. So are you sure that I'm, you know...
They're trying that all over the place.
Yeah, everybody's talking this way now, aren't they? And they're all saying we're number one in L.A. I'm saying
they're all having diarrhea runs between commercial breaks, too.
God, I'm saying that I'm number one in L.A.
Staying clear of Culver City.
Even though that I'm
gas
not.
Gas is rising from...
Oh, God. Yeah, well, what we like to say, syndicated by
So the new ratings
Premier.
Book came out today.
The new ratings book came out today, and I'm number one again. Yeah, well, not for long, brother. Well, we're just having some fun. Oh, so what happens is Premier syndicates us, but Westwood One steals from us. So that's the synergy that we have in this town. Now, my question for you is, why do you live in L.A. when it's all going on in Washington? Because of the money? You can make more money in Los Angeles just sitting at the computer?
You can be wherever you want to be. Anyone from anywhere can cover everything and send it out to everyone. Where are we? Where is this studio? What am I looking out over here?
We've got I don't know, yeah. In the middle of Sherman Oaks here.
You're but anywhere USA.
With a computer, yeah, you can
computer,
do. You can be anywhere.
You can be anywhere. I could be in the Himalayas. I tell you, if they keep suing me, I'm being sued by the White House right now for $30 million. if they keep suing me, I'm going to go to the Himalayas and expose all their dirty secrets. And they'll say, okay, let's expose Drudge. Come get me. Come get me, folks.
Hey, Matt, they're suing you for $30 million. Are you indemnified for any of this crap? I mean...
You
what
know,
if they
I'm,
win?
I'm just starting to make some money on this,
what are they,
this
what if,
venture.
What if they win $30 million off? I mean, you can't pay for that.
Appeal it. Appeal
That's
do
true.
What Clinton does. Appeal everything all the way to the top. You know, just keep appealing, and then say you disagree with the verdict.
Right.
I mean, this is why... you know, you've had some run-ins with the law. You pushed the edges.
Yeah,
but that's
I did.
What we need in a free society. Keep pushing these edges and let freedom of speech and freedom of entertainment, quite frankly, rule this. So again, I'm standing here in awe because I think you're onto something big. Maybe I'm just a fool. Maybe I just love radio too
no,
much.
No, you're right.
I appreciate this medium.
No, you're
which
right.
is being bastardized all over the place by Mel Karmazin with his get rich, get wreck, get a wreck, get off commercial paradigm every five, three, 4 seconds.
Get rich, get erect, and get off
paradigm.
Oh, okay.
You heard the commercials are running on KNX, Bill Paley's Tiffany Network?
Really?
You heard the erection ads on All News KNX?
Mel Karmazin's using the stuff, so he's letting everybody else
He's bastardizing this medium, Phil. You're right. Bringing it back. We're listening to radio again. We're sitting around. We're having a good time. We're getting some relief from this this twisted world.
You're a great man. Matt Drudge, he can be heard at KFI Junior. Only guy pulling any numbers over there, that's last I heard. And we're the number one rated talk show and afternoon drive in L.A., so there you go. It's Phil Henry Show, and we'll see you